I meet up with Diego Benetto at Tempe Station, and we set off on a stroll along the Cooks River, looking for ordinary plants that you might not realize you could eat.
So over here we have wild parsnip, we have south thistle over there, can you see that?
By his own account, Diego is a naturalist and cultural practitioner with a passion for foraging. He regularly leads tours where city slickers can learn about the food that is growing right near their homes. There is more demand for his knowledge all the time. He says that there's a whole lot of reasons why we should be paying attention to wild food.
Why? Different reasons. Environmental guilt, shrink, the need to import things from all over the world to sustain ourselves and actually take advantage of what is provided to us. Survival and you know, wild food is one of the basic, wild food, wild medicine is one of the basic survival skills. Yeah, and just a reconnection to land. We as humans, especially Western society, there's an increased alienation, the fact that we feel disconnected. That's why we started to plant gardens all over the places again. Verge gardens is another trend that is taking off big time as well, because people want to reconnect to the whole process of food production so that they're more sure of what they eat and they actually can relate to whatever they eat.
Joining me on the plant tour is James, who says he thinks more people should pay attention to what can grow in their own backyards.
I'm interested in the ability to propagate wild foods in your own backyard to create a very low-maintenance farm, essentially, made of plants which take care of themselves, unlike a lot of plants which we tend to grow, which require a lot of care, a lot of protection, many pesticides. So that's one of the reasons I'm interested in wild foods. And also because essentially it's part of our human nature to know what plants are edible around us and to be able to survive in conditions without requiring someone to sell us the food.
I get lots of foodies, people interested in the food aspect of it, the wild food, people interested in new flavors, in something new to create, you know, that special dinner for their guests and things like that. Chefs, lots of chefs. I get lots of, people from other cultures, especially older people, that, you know, exactly that. They know what I'm talking about, and they knew all of these plants, where they're from, and they come over here, they kind of lost and things like that. So for me, going around and pointing my finger on the floor, this is this, this is that, they just go, you know, you can see them beaming. Oh, yeah, I know that one. Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's reason. And they tell me all of these amazing stories.
Right.
There's an enormous amount of shared knowledge throughout Australia that's incredible. That's getting lost. Yeah.
This Sunday, Diego is leading a mushrooming tour for Slow Food Sydney. But in a few months, he will be doing something new at Tin Sheds Gallery as part of a big team of cultural practitioners. It's called Badlands and is all about how different wastelands in the city can be mapped and used in different ways.
I'm proposing and delivering a mapping of the wild Sydney, starting from Darlington, the suburbs of where Tin Shed Gallery is, and from there just spreading out and slowly mapping Sydney with various using social media and using online tools to locate and broadcast the variety of plants living all around us.
Diego says that he's always been foraging, ever since he was a child on a farm in Italy. Now he's interested in environmental belonging and connections.
People from all over the world living in Australia find a point of belonging through plants. Classic, you know, like, you know, many people just plant roses in their own yards because they like the look of the roses. They can relate to the plants. Another classic example, Greek lettuce and fennel. You know, Greek lettuce go out on the train line, collect fennel seeds at this time of the year because that's how they relate to land. And through these actions, they actually connect to their environment. Connection is very important at this time and age.
Diego has three rules for successful foraging. First, forage in your own backyard so you know what has been going on in the area. Second, positively identify everything. Educate yourself. Third, forage in a sustainable way. Don't just go and grab anything you want. And it helps to pick the plants early in the day.
early in the morning, after the juice dried out on the plants, that's when they're juicy, they're beautiful too, and they have a lot of vitality. Later in the day, the sun burns them, so they drip, they're more bitter, less juice. Yeah.
We come across a poplar tree, which is apparently edible too.
This is a classic famine food. You pull out the bark, you eat the inside.
Okay.
When you're hungry, that's what you eat.
Is it sweet?
It tastes like bark.
Not necessarily tasty, but it's still something that Diego thinks we should all know about.
Because this is all things that our grandmother knew by heart. Yeah.
Right.